about two of the most loved and trusted celebrities, Will Smith and Tom Hanks, are on the top of that list. There's article after article, blog after blog. There's songs and videos about how much people love Tom Hanks and Will Smith, how people universally love Tom Hanks and Will Smith. And so, and they're very highly successful. These are the two of the most acclaimed and successful actors in Hollywood. And when you think about, all right, they're going to cast somebody as a hero or as a nice guy, as somebody, a protagonist in a movie, somebody that people will identify with, who will like, who will trust, who will root for, it's one of these two guys. I just completed a video about Jim Carrey and Bill Cosby, as well as about Will Smith. And you think about Jim Carrey being very likable and Bill Cosby being somebody who was known as America's Dad, who was very popular and well-liked. But neither of these two guys can touch Will Smith and Tom Hanks. So I was making that video yesterday, and I was covering how Will Smith made out with his son, Jaden. And when I did that, I found out a whole bunch of other information that really creeped me out. This is a behavioral pattern with Will Smith, something that he knows is wrong. It's really kind of shocking. I didn't have the time to put it into that video. That video was already 40 minutes, so I decided to make a follow-up video. Now, I originally found out about this incident with Will Smith and his son, Jaden, from one of the viewers of the original Will Smith video, said, you know, there's this thing where he made out with his son, and I looked into it. And that may be 5-6 months ago. And then very recently, somebody pointed out that Tom Hanks did a spoof video with Jimmy Kimmel about toddlers and tiaras. And if you think about it, there's probably no more creepy subject than toddlers and tiaras, because it gets into this pedophilia of young girls and the sexualization of young girls in a really creepy, dark way. So both of these things, Will Smith forcibly kissing his son on the lips and Tom Hanks doing a mocking video of toddlers and tiaras, really gets to the center of what I'm talking about because of how well they're liked and respected and how creepy this subject matter is, how this is something that gets to the root of how they're poisoning the hearts and minds of the general public, and specifically young people. So this is one of the ways they're warping our internal worlds, degrading our internal worlds, what's in the inside of people, what they're making okay and what they're making acceptable, and how this is going to create a more dark and disturbed world in the future. So to start off with, Tom Hanks went on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Now, I've covered a little bit about Jimmy Kimmel in the past and how he has done hatchet jobs on the anti-vaccine movement, on the gluten-free movement, on, I believe, GMOs. He has been a real shill for the New World Order. He seems just to have a real dark energy about him. And Tom Hanks comes on his show, and they're going to do some sort of setup for a gag that he's about to do. So Tom Hanks says his daughter wants to get into show business. Turns out this is not his real daughter. She's an actress. Most people who watch this are just going to assume this is his real daughter. I don't know which is creepier, him doing this with his own daughter or him doing this with a stranger. It's pretty creepy either way. And he introduces that this is going to be a segment where him and his daughter are going to be in a pageant, Toddlers and Tiaras pageant. And it starts off and he says, my name is Tom Hanks, and I am super excited because me and my daughter Sophie are competing in the Miss Ultimate Sexy Baby Nevada pageant. And when it comes to awards, this is as big as it gets. Then his daughter comes up, she's age 6, and she says, I am Sophie Hanks, and I want to be Miss Ultimate Sexy Baby. Well, first of all, a lot of people say, well, this is just a spoof, and I've talked about this over and over again. You don't get to do this level of inappropriate behavior or any inappropriate behavior, and you don't get to sexualize young children in the guise of it being satire or sarcasm in a comedy sketch scene. Now, something that people don't really realize, and I've talked about this in many videos in the past, and I talk about how I worked with sex offenders and sexually reactive children as a counselor and a clinician. And what people don't realize about sexual abuse is that it isn't just about sexual behavior, but it's also about sexualizing a child with inappropriate material. Here's one definition right here. It says, sexual abuse is when a child or young person is pressured or forced or tricked into taking part in any kind of activity with an adult or a young person. That includes exposing genitals or sexual material to a child, talking to a child inappropriately, graphically, and explicitly about sex. And here's another example. Sexual abuse describes any incident in which an adult engages a minor in a sexual act or exposes the minor to inappropriate sexual behavior or material. So anytime an adult is exposing a child to inappropriate sexual material, which is, happens to pretty much every child that watches TV or is exposed to the internet, they get sexualized at an age before they're ready to handle it. And all this stuff with toddlers and tiaras and all these kinds of things is part of that. So this is one level of sexual abuse that people don't think about. But kids today are getting exposed to sexual material at a very young age when they're not able to handle it and process it. And when children get exposed to sexual material or any material of adult nature before they're ready to handle it, it causes trauma. And just because one thing is more severe or more intense, when you're talking about real hardcore sexual abuse where there's rape or, you know, incest or these sorts of things, those things are very, very traumatic. But some of these other things can be really traumatic to a very sensitive kid. It depends on the child and it depends on the person, but all of this stuff causes problems. And I've talked about this over and over in other videos. I'm not going to go into it here, but some of the coping mechanisms that children develop are very severe. And all children today are getting exposed to sexual material at a very young age. So just the fact that this video clip, this so-called comedy sketch with Tom Hanks, starts off with this girl saying, "I am Sophie Hanks and I want to be Miss Ultimate Sexy Baby." The fact that that's the title of the competition they're going to be in is already inappropriate and sexualizing of children. And this actress, this girl playing Tom Hanks' daughter, is being sexualized now. And people are laughing and giggling. And this, you know, everyone loves Tom Hanks and they're thinking, well, this is okay. Tom Hanks is doing. This is not okay. This is not appropriate. These competitions are inappropriate. And it gets much worse. So then they're sitting on the couch and Tom Hanks said, "Sophie and I did her first pageant when she was 3 months old." So this sexual behavior, the sexualization of a child, is happening at a very young age, and really an extremely young age. And they're just laughing about it. It's a joke. Yeah, this is really funny. So it goes on from there, and then he shows the picture. Here she is. She got queened. Do you remember that, honey? You're just dressing up a young child, a young baby like this. It's just this whole industry is so creepy, and then Tom Hanks is putting his comedic stamp of approval on this. And then he gets into a little argument. She has a little tenter tantrum and he's telling her how everything is great with this, and it's clear like he's the one that's really into it. So they're pitching that he's the really one that's into it. And then she says, "I think my daddy wants to be a pageant queen, but he can't." And this is, again, I've talked about this over and over again, how they love to effeminize men. Tom Hanks got his start on a show called Bosom Buddies. He made it into the national spotlight as an actor on this really bad sitcom. It was when I think I was in high school, 1980s. And he played a guy, there's two guys, and they were living in a female sorority and they had to dress up like women and pretend they're women for a whole, I think the show lasted a season. So this is something that he's very familiar with, and he does a lot of effeminate behavior, again, pitching this thing as emasculating men. And then he's going and showing her how to walk, and then twirl the baton. And then he's walking with her and he says, "Sexy hands." So he's showing her how to walk with sexy hands. Again, sexualizing young children, effeminizing the male figure. It's a package deal that's going on here. And then he gets really upset because he's not doing it right. He says, sexy feet, sexy feet, sexy feet. And he repeats it three times. Now, this is something that I have not ever covered in any of my videos, and I don't know why, but there is three types of intelligence. We have the intelligence of the mind. There's the gut intelligence. There's a lot of nerve endings in your gut. And there's the intelligence of the heart. And there's, of course, the electromagnetic field associated with the heart. So the human being has an emotional intelligence, a feeling intelligence, and a mental intelligence. And then people talk about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind that was presented by Freud years and years and years ago. So we have levels of our consciousness and levels of our being. And when you repeat things at least three times, it penetrates deeper into these unconscious levels. And this is something that they do over and over again. I'll talk about that in a future video. I'm not going to cover that anymore here. But this is another level of creepy. And then he catches her eating a cookie. And so he sprays water in her face. And she says, honey, swimsuit competition. So then he is... this is covering the eating disorder factor that so many women, young women and girls suffer from, and this body consciousness thing, as well as the fact she's in a swimsuit competition at 6 years old. You know, this is just, again, when they use humor to mask something that should be cast out of our society. This shows how decadent and twisted and sexually perverted our society is. And then he's doing her makeup. Again, this level of creepiness that goes along with this stuff. It's just, I just want to get through this section. He says, when doing makeup, some people say less is more, but I say more is more. This creepy, painting these girls up like prostitutes, it's just really bad. Then her wig shows up and he puts the wig on her, and then he starts to cry and he says, just like a Bratz doll. So that he is a father who wants his six-year-old girl to look like a Bratz doll. I mean, what more can you say about this? And then, do you show up at the competition? So this idea, the Miss Ultimate Sexy Baby Nevada pageant contestants, bringing your kid to Las Vegas, just even in a sketch-type situation, this is a really, really... Okay, so they show up at the competition, and it just gets creepier and creepier as it goes along. He's got to look at what this poor young girl looks like. And so again, here she is with this stranger, and she's, I mean, where are her parents in this? You know, this is her big acting break. I mean, what's going on here? Think about this, dressing your child up like this, just using the word sexy with children. I've talked about this over and over again. There are lots of videos about how there's the sexualization of children. Like, I was getting nauseous while watching this video. And if you remove the laugh track, so if you watch it in silence or you watch it without the laugh track, and you just watch what's going on here, this is like appalling behavior. It's really horrible stuff. And so then he goes in and says this to her. Remember what we talked about. Make daddy love you, sexy baby. And she answers back, sexy baby. She affirms what he's saying. And then he affirms her back and says, sexy baby. So look at how creepy that is. Again, the repeating it of three times. And then she gets up and does her, you know, these kids do these horrible sexualized dances. There's lots of videos on this. I don't like to cover this stuff. Like I said, it's just really dark stuff. I mean, when you're doing this to your young children, especially your young women, turning them into this, devaluing them. So this is stuff, as adults, is really cool. It's not good self-esteem building things. And then Tom Hanks is in the audience doing her sexualized dance. The audience is clapping and laughing. So it's just this horrible. And then they're playing the Poison song, the glamour band Poison, one of the worst inartistic bands of all time. And at the end of the song, the singer says, talk dirty to me, and the girl says it. They cut off the song, and this girl says, talk dirty to me. So the six-year-old girl just being sexualized on stage, Tom Hanks, Jimmy Kimmel, all these people are accountable for this. It's not appropriate, and people watching this are saying, wow, Tom Hanks has signed off on this. He's making this okay by making people laugh at it. This is something that's accepted. I'm not talking about it being illegal. It shouldn't be culturally accepted. It should be something that we throw out of our culture that's completely inappropriate, something that no parent should ever want to engage their children in. And then Tom Hanks echoes back, talk dirty to you, and he's laughing hysterically. It's just how pleased he is with his daughter. The audience is, the Jimmy Kimmel audience is laughing. And then she comes off the stage and he says, sexy baby, you are such a sexy baby. I am proud of you. And again, so this is a girl that isn't his. This is some actress he met. And this is a level of creepiness. I talked about this with Full House. This is not appropriate. Just because you're pretending something, just because you're hiding it behind the guise of comedy and acting, it doesn't make inappropriate behavior okay. And then so from there, they're going to announce the winner. And of course, Jimmy Kimmel's there with his daughter, and he's praying that she wins. And it turns out that the winner is Ron Howard's daughter. So Ron Howard, another lovable, trusted, likable guy, somebody that people universally like. Everybody likes Opie. He's made all these movies, made great movies with Tom Hanks. Somebody that's people generally like and trust. He's up there signing off on this thing as well. Of course, Tom Hanks is going to be a bitter loser the way that they're going to spin this to cover all of it. And this again, just really, really creepy. Tom Hanks mocks the girl, you know, because he's a sore loser. And I don't know really what else to say about this. It's just something that is incredibly creepy and really despicable and disgusting if you think about it. Here's one more point here. Very young children from the ages of, I say, 0 to 7 have zero sexual energy. And then from the ages from, I don't know, 7 to 12, 13, 14, their sexual energy slowly comes into play. And in a natural society, in an Aboriginal society, then you get into maybe the 16s and the 17s, and then you have their sexual energy starting to really awaken, and then going through their, you know, 18s, their late teens, and their 20s, their early 20s. But at no point is it appropriate to even suggest to an innocent child or to even put on them the idea that they are sexy and that they should be exposed to sexual material and be a part of any kind of sexual activity, because they are not ready for it and there isn't anything in them that should be activated at this particular time on a physical level, on a psychological level, and a social level. And it is full-blown activated now in our society, and it is causing widespread damage. Loneliness, fear, trust issues, the loss of innocence, the list goes on and on. We cannot really calculate how the children growing up today are suffering because of this inappropriate exposure to sexual energy and sexual activity. It's just something that they should never be a part of. And they are thrust into this situation now, whether they're sexualized by the way their parents dress them, or by their expectations of their parents, or the material they watch and are exposed to on TV shows, movies, and the internet. But the loss of innocence, especially these young children under the age of 7, but all children, is very damaging. And none of us can really calculate how bad it is and the effect it has on these children. It's really, really, really creepy when you work in the field with sexual abuse and you see the younger children that are sexually abused and end up in these treatment centers. It's just good. It tears your heart out. It's unbelievably painful watching this Toddlers and Tiaras thing. I'm just glad this voiceover is over. Can't wait to finish this video. It's just something that's, it's a level of satanic behavior, devilish behavior that just watching it as an adult is traumatic. And so never mind what it's doing to these children that are involved in this activity.